So, welcome to the Musical Compass podcast. My name is Sam. This is...
I'm Sarah. With a husky voice.
With a husky voice. She's just had a spiced rum. Just the one.
Medicinal, of course.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. She's made a lovely, lovely carrot cake and a lovely lasagna. Yeah. We've been eating well, eating very, very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the first Musical Compass podcast.
First ever podcast for me. I feel a bit over the hill to be doing these things, but why not?
I've done a few. Whether they've been successful or not is a different story.
Sure, but
they were done. That's the main thing.
Tried.
You got to try. You got to do things. You got to try things out. Even if you don't think that you can do them, you got to give it a go. You know
exactly.
So, speaking of, that's why we started this podcast.
Yeah.
From your side.
From my side.
From your side. Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
And in your words, like. What do you think was the reason for us starting this podcast?
Well, 2024, for me in general, has just been a year of just do it. What have you got to lose?
100%. Don't sue us, Nike.
Sorry?
Don't sue us, Nike.
No. I've lost my train of thought now. We talk for 2 hours, if not more, and we have quite in-depth, serious, but I think interesting conversations. And I think there was one day where we were playing Disney Speedstorm.
Mm-hmm. Cracking game.
Very good game. And then I think we came off the phone and I was like, why are we not talking in a podcast for an audience? Oh, Colin's falling down. So that we're sharing our conversation, because I think it might help, or not, that sounds a bit condescending, I guess, but be interesting to some people, because we have a sort of a multitude of experience between us, I think, in our mature years.
For me, it was more an internal thing anyway. Mm-hmm. And when I say internal, I mean like me and you, you know, the way that the things that we speak about. Yes, like, you know, maybe other people will listen and they'll be like, oh, right, okay, yeah, I can sort of relate to that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, for me, like, a lot of the times why I do things is so I can look back and watch them myself.
Never thought about it like that. Actually.
You know, like, it's almost as if, like, it's just like a diary, you know?
Yeah.
It's a portfolio, it's a diary, memories.
True.
You know, but also, like, if anyone sort of watches and they can, you know, sort of relate to what we're talking about, then that's awesome.
Yeah.
We can do a lot with that. And I guess the best thing is that practice makes progress.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it's all about the process. It's all about, you know, development and enjoying it as well.
Yeah. I think enjoyment's a big thing. I think personally, I get a lot out of conversations with you that we've had, and I feel a lot sort of more positive and engaged in what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
Which has been extremely rare in my past years. I've had absolutely no self-interest whatsoever. So to have someone who sort of ignites that fire again, I think that's quite, you know, that's quite a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be honest, likewise, because I think when it comes down to it, music can be a very solitary thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're sat in your room, you're in your studio and stuff like that. But then, you post on social media and stuff like that, but it's still within your own head, you know? And it's just so refreshing and so encouraging, motivating, whatever you want to call it, when you actually end up having someone that can invest in what you're doing makes you feel like an artist, you know, just from past experiences and stuff like that. I haven't really felt like an artist, and I don't know if any other artists are out there that think the same, or bands that have been through this that have thought or felt the same. But you don't want to feel like, one, a stat, and you don't want to feel like, two, just a stepping stone, you know, or even just a sort of, in a way, an involuntary product. And I think what comes with that, and I've said this to you before, is chemistry. You know, like, it's about how you connect. It's not about thinking what the person can do for you, but in a way, how you can work with someone and do it for each other.
Absolutely.
And I think in that sense, it's just sort of about enjoying the journey together. Mm. It's a lot more enjoyable, you know, yeah. when you can talk about the things you can see on this journey,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The scenery, you know, like saying, you know, it's a typical thing of just saying, like, it's better out than in.
Yes.
And that's what I've felt. And I think that really just, it relates in all walks of life.
Yeah.
You know,
I do think so.
I'm no stranger to, you know, mental health and
me too, yeah.
You know, the way that it can really just creep up on you,
mm-hmm.
and really affect you. And for me personally, it comes from being a creative,
yeah,
not being able to switch off,
mm-hmm.
you know, music, stuff like that, and being in that solitary mindset, mm-hmm. and to have someone to share that with is almost to share the load and to make it easier to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of, you know, the mental health side of things, how would you say that you've sort of handled it since, you know, we started working together? I don't mean like, you know, with me, like, how have you handled me?
How have I handled you?
But more so, like, it's a new experience for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I have absolutely zero experience. So just so that everyone, I don't know if anyone's aware or if you are, whatever. I am your manager, but I have absolutely zero music management experience. I just class it as I'm bossy. And up until a year ago, we had no idea who each other were.
That's true.
We met through the also amazing platform that's TikTok.
Yep.
And you know, I think I'd sent you a message after seeing your live stream, and then it was just a vibe. We were just vibing naturally, I think. You know, and I think it just went from there, and it just ended up with me bossing you about. And then you just said, "Do you just want to manage me?" And I went, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Never done it."
Yeah.
But I just felt so passionate about what you were doing. Your music was the main thing for me. Mm. And I was like, well, I just need to. I didn't want to feel like I was going to help you, as it were. I kind of just felt like I wanted to be a part of a journey that was gonna happen. I don't know how, but I just felt something that was gonna, you know, it just sounds really cheesy. Oh, it's meant to be, but it really, it's a bit weird. Yeah, it was though, I think. And I have some experience in the entertainment industry in different ways. So I kind of thought, well, down there. Why don't I just try and use any contacts or experience that I've had,
mm-hmm.
to create what you want to do? And it's kind of snowballed into quite a big deal, I think. Many things going on.
That to me is management. That to me is, whether it's man management, mm-hmm. business management, whatever, mm-hmm. it's about seeing the potential in yeah. something that isn't there to start with.
Definitely.
You know, like I think, you know, anyone can see something successful or beautiful and go, that's successful, that's beautiful. But if you see it at the start of its journey, yeah. and you go, I can see something there. It's almost like prophetic. It's like visionary, you know. Mm. And I think it's a weird one, because one, when I was doing TikTok Live, I don't think I was doing what I was doing now.
No, you weren't.
I was very much just sort of. Didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah, that's the right way of saying it.
Like, playing my music.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of just throwing stuff out there and seeing what stuck.
Yeah. Which is fine. I think that's fine to do, because that's how we've gotten to where yeah. we are in some respects.
100%. And I don't mind that at all. No. I don't think you should look back on things with regret if there was not the matter with them in the first place.
No,
you know?
Definitely not.
And it was just the way that you were just sort of chatting, you know, like you were talking in a way that seemed invested in what I was doing. You were talking with ideas of potential, and you know, there was nothing sort of salesy about it. There was nothing because there wouldn't be, because you know,
I don't like that anyway.
You had no idea what I was going to say.
No, I didn't.
So
my initial thought was, oh god, he's gonna tell me to go away.
Yeah But this is the thing, and I think what's because the thing is that, and I'm sure loads of artists and bands will know this, you go on TikTok, you go out on a public platform or whatever, and you get loads of messages being like, oh hey, like, do you want to get loads of, you know, streams on playlists and stuff like that, do you want this, do you want that, like, it's yeah. like, oh, just give us money, you know, like, oh, just pay us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, and I always used to reply with, oh, what song did you like? You know, like, because they'd be like, oh,
that's a good idea,
I really like your music, blah blah blah,
yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, what was the song you heard? Like, oh man, just like all of them, man. And I was like, yeah. Oh right, okay. Yeah, I get you. Well, thank you for liking all my music. You're like, all my music, do you?
Oh, well,
even the ones when I wrote when I was 13. Are you like that, do you? Okay, cool.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I think for me, it's about authenticity in conversation. Mm. It's about integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's about not coming with a pitch. It's not about anything like that. And obviously, you know, I said to you, I was like, yo, you ever thought about managing? Like, and I had no idea that you have, you know, the contacts that you have, mm-hmm. and the network that you have. Mm-hmm. And to me, there was something about that, you know, there was something about that. And I don't quite know how it's happened, but it's happened. And I think that's a beautiful thing, you know. And one thing I will say is that the fact that you're not a manager, mm-hmm. and the fact you're managing right now with this stuff, like, I mean, for anyone that doesn't know, Sarah put together the website. Like, we've come up with music releases. There's documents and documents of stuff, analytics, pitches, everything like that.
Yeah.
I ain't got a clue
about.
A
lot of lists.
And also, even more exciting things that we can't even talk about yet.
Mm-mm, not yet.
And I didn't even know about this until pretty much today. So, you know, it's like, it's things like that, but that's management, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and when it gets to that point, I truly believe that actions speak louder than words. You can chat all you want. You can say the right things. You can do all this. But unless you back it up, it means absolutely nothing. And it comes from both my side and your side.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been backed up tenfold, you know? And because of that, that encourages and inspires and motivates me. And that motivates me to want to be the product to be sold. That inspires me to write music that you go, I've got an idea of who I can, you know, put this to. And let's be real, we still don't know the direction that we're going.
I think in a way that for me, that's a bit of an incentive because it's not set in stone. Mm. And I think for me, particularly at the moment, I quite like just going with the flow. That's my phrase. Just going with the flow. Yeah, because we don't have record companies or management or PR or, you know, people basically demanding things, telling us what to do. We need this by this day. It's up to us. And I think as the longer we can keep it like that, the better.
Yes.
You know, I think at some point it's all good. You know, I'd love to involve record companies and PR companies, but at the moment I'm quite enjoying things the way they are and establishing, because it's not just about social media presence or, you know, things like that. We're building a brand, which I've never done in my life. And I think that was extremely important. And we got there in the end. I did have to, like, nag you completely into a really sort of, like, no, I need it now. Because otherwise I can't move on. And that's where the website was born and other things. So I think this brand is great. It's Sam Thomas music, but it's an umbrella. It's not just I'm going to be singing online or releasing songs. It's going to be a lot more.
Potentially be so much.
So much.
It's not to be sort of just categorized into one thing.
Yeah, it's exactly. Not,
it's a trunk of a tree that yes. has so many branches to it, you know? And I thought I worked hard, man. I thought I worked hard in the sense of what I do. And then you came along and you were like, oh, yeah, I need this website. I didn't even once think about a website. And again,
never a website.
Well, I've had websites in the past and stuff, but it's like I'm talking about like this project that I have right now with Sam Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even see it as a project right now. It's like what you said, it's a brand.
Brand.
And it's not like, as much as it's Sam Thomas, it's not, because it's not the person, you know, it's not me.
Mm.
It's a collective.
Yes.
That's
more of the word.
And I think that's really important. And that collective, you know, we're talking about, you know, the business side of things and what we've achieved and stuff like that. And I think we need to talk about what's being built in the terms of, you know, we've put releases out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this podcast, you know,
yeah.
which is another thing I never thought that would do. I've attempted to do it, but in terms of having, you know, especially now, because I feel like podcasts were a thing. They came in lockdown, you know?
Yeah. Bit now, oversaturated,
yeah,
I think.
And now everyone in the postman has a has a podcast, you know what I mean?
And their cat.
Podcast Pat. But like,
that's a good one.
But what has been built from that is something incredible that a few of you might know that are watching, called the Morning Coffee Playlist.
Yeah.
And that came out of nothing.
That did.
And to say it's grown into something I could never comprehend would be an absolute understatement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons as well why we are doing this podcast.
Yes.
You know, because there's, you know, the likes of you guys out there that are watching this that are actually invested in our journey.
Yeah, and it feels lovely.
And not just invested, but investing.
Yeah.
In our journey.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. we've got more than coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
available on the website.
Yeah, available on the website. For anyone that doesn't know what the Morning Coffee playlist is, it is a TikTok live stream that basically started where I would take requests for songs. And in order to give a request for a song, you would send a little gift. Doesn't matter what it is, small, big, whatever you choose. It's like a token on a jukebox. And it started out, I remember I'd done the first one, 20th of April. And it started out where we got a fair few people watching. Mm-hmm. And I did it again. And then I had to start putting in, not restrictions, but like sort of boundaries in terms of, you know, we can only do this within 1 hour. Mm. You can only get requests in within 1 hour because, you know, like it was just blowing up.
Yeah.
Because the power of music and the way that one thing it made me think is people love music.
They do.
And people consume music in different ways and people accept music in different ways.
Yes.
And more importantly, music creates a huge community.
It does. It unites people.
It unites people.
I've seen it create friendships. I've seen it create communities, businesses. Mm. It's mad. I mean, but then I have also seen it go the other way where I think some people can also be too passionate that they're very closed off to other people's opinions and ideas about music. Mm. That's a whole other conversation.
Mm.
But it's definitely... It's gone from 0 to 100 in a really short amount of time. And it literally was something I remember you said, I'm just going to try it and see what happens.
Yeah,
throw it at the wall and see if it sticks. And it's that.
100%.
And it's 100%. Just absolutely flying. Like your followers have jumped nearly 1,200 followers.
Yeah.
Within 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
I think it's gone. Yeah. And I just think that's insane.
It's like 5,000 now.
It's 5,000 now. Only 5,000 followers.
But I think, again, because I used to be someone that always used to worry and fixate on numbers.
You did.
You
definitely did.
Stats, all that stuff.
Mm.
And in a way, that was like a little bit egotistical.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it comes with all artists and creators, especially the stigma and the way that in social media, it's like, oh, you want more followers? You want this? You want this? Oh, this is how I got this many. And this is how I'm so successful. And this is how blah, blah, blah. Mm. And it's almost like it comes back to the mental health side of things.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, well, I'm not doing that, so does that mean I'm a bad artist? Does that mean I'm a bad musician?
Yeah.
Does that mean I shouldn't be doing what I've put my heart and soul into for so long?
Mm.
And the most important thing and annoying thing for me is that consumers, listeners, fans have been put into that. They make comparisons with unsigned new artists and these big artists.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, oh, you're not them, so I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
You're this and you're that. And, you don't have, I see you don't have, you know, millions of streams on your song, so I'm not going to listen to it. And even so, it's got to the point where A&R's like that.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and
following that, the trends.
And brands.
And brands,
all that stuff. And let's be real, like, the currency right now, as much as, you know, we're talking about it in a negative light,
mm-hmm.
the currency of within music and with the industry is definitely views, stats, and all that on the higher level.
On the higher level.
We're talking sponsorships, brands, stuff.
Yeah,
like high
and
level
the problem is that when you see sponsorships, especially on I'd say TikTok, for example. Is it diverse?
No.
How many times have you heard someone say, "Hi guys, my HelloFresh box this week," and it's like, it's kind of it's
HelloFresh isn't fresh.
No,
by
it's
the
not
way.
Fresh.
It's not
we
fresh.
We shouldn't really. We're going to get sued for that.
Should we call Hello Lies?
We should cut that out.
No, we'll keep that in.
No, we're cutting it out.
Anyway, sponsored by HelloFresh.
No, definitely not.
So I pull the carrots.
It might pour. My point, Sam, was that was one of the things for us. We do, you know, as a business, I think that, all right, you could go ahead and try and get sponsorships, affiliate deals. Mm. It's unbelievably easy to get one, but unbelievably difficult to make any money out of it because the commission rates are so awfully low.
Mm.
So I think a lot of creators feel a lot of pressure to get these sponsorships and brands,
yeah,
which is good, great for them. But then I think that's a way of kind of devaluing your platform.
Which is exactly what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
You know, you're just a product straight away.
Exactly, which is what we're not doing.
Instead of building a rapport.
Yeah.
I think as well, because what I really want to sort of, who I want to speak to as well is the young musicians and the young artists and the ones that go, oh, well, do I need to do this? And do I need to be this? And do I need to sound like that? And just sound however you want to sound, man. As long as you love the music that you love, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
I feel like, for me personally, I can go out on a walk and stuff like that. I listen to my own music. I'm not going to lie. I listen to my own music. And I go, and I try to listen as a listener, as a fan, because it's important to have a different perspective. Mm. You can be too critical of your own work. You can be, whether you're an artist, whether you know you're an actual artist, a painter, you know, you can be too critical, and that criticism and self-criticism of yourself can stop you from putting it out there. I know so many creative people who they go, oh, I love to do this. And I'm like, well, put it on socials, man. Like, you know, let the world see. You know what I mean? And they go, oh, I'm not too sure. And it's like, well, what can hurt?
Exactly. You know? What have you got to lose?
What have you got to lose? And think about what you got to gain.
Yeah. I was having that exact conversation with somebody the other day who wants to do something within the creative industry.
Mm-hmm.
And was kind of asking for my advice, which actually, since I'm sort of managing you, a lot of people have come to me for advice on different things, and I'm like, but then, you know, I think, well, that's coming with the job, isn't it, and the experience.
Yeah.
But yes, I had somebody say, this is what I really actually want to do with my life, but I don't know how to go about it. And I was like, well, you've just got to kind of try and think out of the box a little bit and not follow the norm. But also, just do it. What is, like, I've never managed anybody in my entire life.
Again, Nike was sorry. Shia LaBeouf was sorry. Anyway.
I get cancelled before we even go to episode 2 of this podcast.
But you're right. Just do it.
Yeah, just go ahead. What have you got to lose? I mean, there was this book that I read. I don't want to say the word, but it's a swear word that begins with an F because I want to stay clean on this podcast. Sort of. And it's called the Effort Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole philosophy about just basically effort. What have you got to lose? As long as you're not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Why not?
Absolutely. And as I do agree with that 100%. I think as well, it does need to be calculated because
for sure.
You need to have a purpose.
Yes.
You need to have a passion. You need to have a purpose and you need to have a direction.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you're just going to be
Dory.
Ah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And I'm so passionate and I'm so excited. And then you're just going
just
like
keep
that.
Swimming, just keep swimming.
But no way you're going to swim. You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
Let's be real. She was saying, just keep swimming.
But where?
But they didn't get to Sydney until they got into the current.
Wallaby Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they got the weather needed to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's me done. And I only know that because I watched it with Ella last week.
I love Nemo though. It's so cute.
I'm watching Disney, Pixar, and stuff like that, and I'm picking out deep points out of this.
Yeah, you are. Exactly. I don't talk to you about Disney films because I know that's exactly it, and you're going to ruin it for me.
Yeah, no, I honestly overthink everything.
Yeah, you do,
including Disney.
That's where I come in and just go, shut up.
That's where Neverland came from.
Yeah, that's where Neverland came from.
It's like, oh, what a beautiful story.
Available on all streaming platforms.
Yep, yep. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful. Imagine if they were older and they were like really, you know, adolescent and they were drunk and they were.
They'd left Neverland. It was a lost love. They'd lost each other. They were just drunk and alone and heartbroken. And
exactly.
Oh, God. I'm not going to ever watch Peter Pan again anymore. Where's Tinkerbell? No.
So, yeah, I think when it comes to just doing it, you have to have, especially if you want to make something out of it, you need to have a direction. You need to have a passion, a true passion, because it's very easy for a passion to turn into a chore
or hobby.
Exactly, and the purpose of course.
Yeah,
but as we started talking about, you know, how we started this, you also need to have someone in your corner.
You do.
That can, when you lose your passion, because when you lose your passion, you lose your purpose.
Yeah.
And when you lose those, you lose direction.
Yeah.
And when you have someone else there that is looking at things in a different light, you know, it's like they take over. That's really important. It's really important to have that. And as much as, you know, when it comes to being an artist and a musician, it's about being, you know, like, well, it's not about being solitary, but it's very solitary.
Yeah. Especially if you're a solo artist.
Yeah, especially if you're a solo artist, 100%. And even being in bands and stuff, you know, like, unless you're out and you're working with other people and you're writing with other people and stuff like that, unless you're doing that, like, you're still in your bubble.
Yeah, you are.
Still in your inspiration bubble. You're still in your, ideas bubble.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
But what about these other ideas? Why not let these other ideas come in? And I think that, again, it's just... That's another thing, to be able to bounce ideas off each other.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we, like this morning, for example, doing the artwork for Takeaway?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You always change everything I do, but actually, it's getting better.
Yeah.
Our ideas are melding more.
Because the more you work with each other, the more you get to know each other.
Exactly.
The more your ideas seem to be each other's ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely.
And I think chemistry is built 100%, connections built, but again, it's not even just about, you know, you seeing the potential in me as an artist, me seeing the potential as you as a manager, but seeing the potential that we can work together as a team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously you ain't from where I'm from.
No.
You live down south.
My first time in South Shields.
Exactly. what do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
You got a lovely seaside.
Oh, the seaside.
Although we took a walk, didn't we? It just absolutely melted yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I know. And even the day only went out.
Oh, I know.
I'm sweating.
It's so sweaty today. It's disgusting. But no, it's nice because, you know, we met online, what was it, last year, like October, beginning of October 2023. Yep. And then I think, we were just talking and talking. I don't think there's ever not been a day we've spoken apart from when you've been away on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's been key to kind of building up this relationship in terms of working, which is great. But also I think it helps to have, you know, friendship too, because
oh yeah, 100%.
They're kind of backing each other up. And then, yeah, when did you ask me to be your manager? Was that beginning of the year? And it kind of just went off from there, didn't it?
Well,
no, it was Christmas. It was before Christmas.
Yeah, it was Christmas, because I was working full time at the time.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I was sort of not fully invested in it. No. I think I was really sort of.
It was weighing on you, let's say. Yeah. A little bit.
And to be honest, at the start of the year, I said to myself, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you did.
I'm really going to make a go of this. I'm going to, like, I want to release music. Mm. I want to really try on TikTok.
Yeah.
On TikTok Live, more importantly. I said that, didn't I?
You did.
Also, like, gaming and stuff like
which
that.
Which is hilarious.
But most importantly, I wanted to do the things that I said I was going to do.
And we're doing them.
And we're doing them, exactly. More. And I think that is another thing. It's about just going, you know, like, just take it off.
Yeah.
Like, it's done because you, like, and it's well, for you.
Yeah,
yeah, for you.
Because I think there's the first big, like, tick on the list was I booked a gig, didn't I?
Yes.
And it was your first gig in the South. Mm. But not only in the South, but it was your own... fully your own music. It wasn't a covers.
Baffling to me.
Which really, I don't know how many times you blooming asked me, my own music, just the whole set. What? Just an hour? No, 2 45-minute sets
in a place I've never.
My own music.
I've never been.
Yes,
before.
Yes, Sam.
In a place I've never been before. A
place you've never been before. It's where I went to university.
When I tell you how nervous I was,
you were
for that,
and also that was the first time we'd physically met in person.
Yes, yes.
So it wasn't only I've booked you this gig, and it's quite a big deal because they want you to perform your own music, and the venue was quite a big deal. But also, hi, I've never met you before. Are we gonna get on in person? Mm-hmm. But it was like. We'd met millions of times before, wasn't it? It's great, which to me just proves that we're, you know, working well.
Yeah.
And it's going to work well.
And I was nervous for a load of different reasons. Same. You know, I'm quite an anxious person.
Me too.
Social anxiety, all that, man. But I remember just saying, I was like, I just need to do it, man.
Yeah.
Just do it. Do the gig. You knew how nervous I was before the gig.
Yeah,
I like shut down, don't I? Like, I had my moment. We're drinking rum and stuff.
Yeah, we had.
But the hour before, I remember we went to what was that place
Leon.
Called? Leon,
not Spawn.
And we had some food, and I was just I felt really quiet.
I couldn't eat. Well, I can't. I don't eat a lot anyway, and you always pick up on that. But I was like, I'll buy all this food. And then I was just like, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I feel really sick. and I'm not even performing.
Yeah. And I mean, I just was sort of like, I've got to do this.
But you smashed it.
It went well. It went well. I really enjoyed it. And we got some people that, you know, we got to talk to. And the sound guy was lovely. Steve.
Hi, yes. Steve.
Get up, Steve.
Love Steve.
And you know the bar staff were lovely.
Bar staff were great.
Do you remember those two? There was the man and woman and
the drunk ones.
Yeah, the tall.
Yeah, because they were ones that were trying to because you were performing.
Yeah,
and I so very obviously stuck out as a manager, or I don't know what people actually. People were saying, "Are you his manager?"
Oh yeah.
I must have looked managerial.
The bar staff come up was like, "Oh, is that?" Do I need to speak to your manager? I was like,
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
But yeah, I did get then the people that had a little too many lemon sherbets. Coming up to me. But then they were great. They were so enthusiastic.
They were.
And all dancing to Neverland at the end.
Yeah. And
which was amazing.
It was. It really, really was. It was. I knew it was going to be a tough gig, though.
Yeah.
I knew, and I saw, because it was quite busy at the start, and then people started leaving.
It was a Tuesday night as well.
But it was a Tuesday night as well. And also, it was some dude from Newcastle with putting on, to be fair, I was sticking on a Geordie accent. I didn't know why I was doing like a more Geordie accent. But I was in my element for a while, and then, mm-hmm. you know, like, because I don't gig that much, mm-hmm. the reality almost set in. Mm-hmm. I don't know, again, speaking to artists and bands, musicians out there, like, the adrenaline hits you for a certain amount of time, and it's almost as though, like, you've got to use that. It's like the focus skill or dead eye skill on Red Dead Redemption, where you get it for a certain amount, and then it goes, and then you realize where you are, and you're like, damn.